So moving into the Siyata Lishmaya discussion of Tefillah, turns out that pretty much decided that for the next couple of days we'll do a crash course in the Pnimius of the Indian of Davening. It takes a few minutes to talk about, but it takes a lifetime to work on, and it's a Davar which is Mamashin Sof. Let's begin with the words of the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Beis, Perek Yud Gimel. Especially, it's the Yartzeit of the Arizal, and he makes mention of the Megillah Tefillah. And we're going to see that there are striking similarities between the Derech of Tefillah, between the Cheder of the Gra, the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Cheder of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and how this is an example of many such places where the perspective of Chitzonius, of Niglos, HaTorah, and the perspective of Pnimis HaTorah are Mamish Min HaKotze, El HaKotze. And unless one has teaching and has been taught the Pnimis of Davening, it's not something which a person can come up with on his own, and he would never ever know the Emek of Davening, of what it really means. So let's take the words of the Nefesh HaChaim B'Siyata D'Shmaya here in Perek Yud Gimel. He writes in his discussion of davening, and he dedicates many prakim to discussing tefillah, but this is the nogei l'maisa of davening. So he gives an eitza for kavana b'tefillah, who k'mosh amar ha-magid l'habis yosef b'azhar ha-beiz sh'b'risha sefer magim isharm. So he begins by quoting the magim isharm, z'alishono, li'zahar mi'lachsho b'shas tefillah b'shum achshava, afilu shal Torah mitzvos. Even thoughts of Torah mitzvos one should not have during davening. Only the words of davening themselves. So it's very interesting. He's going to make a diuk in the lashon of the Magid. He says, "Dok bidvarav, shla amr lechavim bekavana satevus." He doesn't say to have kavana in the words. Ki beemes baomek pimis kavana satfila. Because when we speak about kavana in davening, any tani yodi adma. What does that mean? Have kavana in davening? What do you mean? What do you mean? Just have simple parish of the words, no? Of course, that's true al pi halacha, al pi niglus ha-Torah, and everything which we're going to say does not come at all to be exclusive of that. We'll be masber in a moment. Ki gamashin is gal lanu ksas kavana satfil merbasin rishayim kedush el yonim, even though says the Nefesh HaChaim that we've been taught a little bit of the kavana satfila from our masters. As we mentioned in the Yortzeit today, and the last one who was Megal Sodus in davening, the Ari, Asher Hifli Higdil Lasus Kavanas Nifloim, which are truly out of this world Kavanas. Ein Be'erachav Ketipa Min Hayom Klal Negid Pimis Om Kavanas Anshek Nes Hagadol and Saknet Fila. This is not even a drop in the sea of the depths of the Kavanas in which the Anshek Nes Hagadol had in being Miyasei the Tfila. Shayuk. 120 Zakenim, many Nevi'im. So speak about Kavana in davening, understanding the words of davening, what does that mean? It's beyond capability to understand the Kavana Satfila. The Chomevin Yavin, anybody who knows anything understands. It's not possible for a mortal who walks on dry land to be able to establish a davening like this. Lichlal velignoiz b'matmeya tefila kfu stur b'nusach echad, that there should be so many secrets in a nusach of davening, hatikunim shekol ha'olamos, the rectifications, that which is being done in the higher world, elohim v'tachtolam, and in the lower world, v'sidri pirkei ha'merkava, and how this relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's merkava, shebechopam shemispadlin, every time which we daven, yugram tikunim chadashim b'sidri ha'olamos v'akochos, how new things are being created and fixed in the world and in the kochos, v'hamshachas moichim chadashim achim, and the drawing down of what's called Meichin. I don't know how to translate that in English. Shema'iz she'tziknuha ad-biya sagoya b'mev yaminu lo'haya v'lo'ihi yashum tzvila b'pratus doyma l'chaverta she'koydum la'v'achare akla. That from the establishment of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola until Mashiach comes, there will never be a davening like this. There will never be any type of a tzvila which would be doma at all to the shachris, to the minchas, to the ma'arivs, to the seder tzvila which we have. The levushin, the lavish b'tzaf, or the lavish b'ramsha, because even the dressings the levushim, which we daven with in the mornings, are not domed to the ones by mincha, or daven by amsha, and the ones we daven in the afternoon are not domed to the ones of ma'ariv, as it says in tikkunim. V'chein kol yom lachaveru shelufana v'yacharav. And every single day has a different kavana than the one before. V'lachein amir razal, that's Rabbeinu Zichrono Levracha, our sages tell us, that if a person misses a davening, it's muvus lo yichal iskon. Zeh shebit lo kriyash ma'u tfila. If you miss a davening, what, you're going to use today's davening to make up for yesterday's? It's a totally different kavana. It's a totally different sphere of what you're working on. It's not shaykh, such a thing. Such a thing is not possible, if not that it was established by a higher thinking. That he graced upon them, hofa atuma, a tremendous light, based tikkun nusach matbi'a tfila v'habrachos. These were like given and placed in the mouths of the tzaddikim that they should know how Hashem wants to be davened. When he comes before Hashem, yafshit gufo mi al nafsho. It's a time that a person should take off his garments, which is his body. This is obviously very big madrigas, which we need to strive for. We need to know what we're yearning for, what it means, true davening, how tzaddikim daven. The first thing is to free oneself from all thoughts, which we spoke about before, which pertain to the guf. That he should be able to daven completely from a higher place. That's exactly what we spoke about before. The hachanas for tefillah are so important that it should bring us to this spot, that we should be able to approach tefillah like we're entering into this world. Like we said before, when a person comes into shul, he needs to forget about all other thoughts. And we can't eat or drink before davening because we can't pay attention to the guf. We can't draw any attention to the guf before davening. Everything before davening, which is not nogeya to the neshama, is a distraction for the taharas kavanas tefillah. Look how he describes it. This is not a guzma. Bahu shekodim ba'amudu b'tfilah, before a person davens, tzarech levatel ilahasir me'olav b'machshavto kol tanugi haguf v'hana'usa v'cholim yonav. Ad sheyukba b'machshavto limos haguf, ki ilu enu ba'al guf klal. A person has to be able to see himself as being a neshama. That's really what it means. V'rak nafsha levada, the nefesh meaning the neshama in this context, hi hamadaris b'tfilah. Right? The neshama is what davens. The guf doesn't daven, it's the neshama which davens, and therefore the seder hatfilah, kodem hatfilah, enduring tefillah, is the separation of understanding a person's true essence. And again, this is not a joke, and it's not some type of a trick that a person has to play on himself. The guf is a levush for himself. When a person looks in the mirror and he sees he's wearing clothes on his body, he's also looking at his body and his neshama. So therefore, davening is an opportunity for a person to meet himself. And when he comes to himself, from that place of who he truly is, which is his neshama, he offers tefillas to Hashem, and therefore it's the neshama which davens, and it's not who I think I am who davens. Let's continue. We only have time today to discuss the Nefesh HaChaim. We'll explain the Chayit of the Baal Shem Tov tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and see mostly how they're similar to each other. U'bedavroi kol teva, and every word which comes out of his mouth is a very important part of this puzzle of davening. That when a person davens each word, shehi koach v'chelek minafsho. This is a discussion in and of itself, how every word which comes out of a person's mouth is a part of himself. We will discuss that this afternoon, I'm not sure. Yad b'kvar ru'usa me'od. He should attach to it a tremendous ratzon. Litein v'lifshbroch bo nafsho mamish l'gamre. He should put himself completely into the words of davening. Meaning every davening, every word of davening which we have down here corresponds to a word in the higher places, and therefore he attaches the words which come out of his mouth to those words in Shemayim. As it says in the Zohar Parshas Vayakel, and as his mouth and his lips are still moving, his heart should be in Ratzon and Kavana, and he sees as davening goes by how his Kavana is going higher and higher. That he attaches his ratzon to that place where all ratzonos are coming from. Which is Hashem himself, the one above. And then a person has to see himself as no longer in this world. Again, this is a gradual process. It goes through davening. We'll see. That he sees that he's in neshama, that he's from the higher world. Until even after davening, he can't separate from himself from that place. As if he's falling from the top of a roof to a bottomless pit. Like the Gemara says, about the chassidim mishonim, shahayu shoyim sha'achas, gam acher tefila, that they needed an hour after davening. Why, says the Arizal, to come down. The Arizal offers another pshat. Why? He calls it shehiyas hamoichin, that which came down during davening needs to be able to spend more time down here. It doesn't just go away right away. This idea of liba lamala doesn't just mean that he should be thinking about Hashem and the pashup shot. It means liba lamala means that a person, the lave is the neshama, and he has to see himself that he's going lamala, that he's on an elevator, an escalator, going up and up and up in davening, and as it continues to go up, as davening takes him up, more and more of his gufnias, he starts to peel away. He should have such a ahavas Hashem during davening from his neshama, ad shehi choshek umis'av be'emes, shebedabru ata oisei hadibur, hadibur hakadosh al eiz ativ v'mnetzach hatfila, that he should say the words in such a fashion, with such a hislahavas, tehei nafsha yoytzeis mihaguf lagami, that he's ready, that his neshama shall leave his body with such words. That has to be his choshek. Meaning that he's as if that's what really causes him to go up and up and up, that the words which come out of his mouth, that he has such a cheshek that he should be in his al, that he's as if like the words, that he's following the words all the way up the Shemai. So whereas in the Pashup Shad and Davening, a person to be Yotzei Tfila, so to speak, that he has Kavan in the words which he says, that he should understand the Pashup meaning, this doesn't come to take away from that at all. A person has to open up his horizons to what Davening is. He has to be able to see that Davening is mamish, like the Gemara says, that it's Baruma Shalalim, but people are Mavaz in it. Being Mavaz in davening means that if you think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to daven just to say Pashup words in davening every single day, that's the whole Yisod of davening, that's itself a Bizayin Tetzvilah. Davening is davening which is Baruma Shalalim, and it brings the person all the way up to the higher world. So therefore, as we'll see as we continue tomorrow our discussion, Bezaz Hashem, that Lamaisa, just to know Lamaisa, the linear art scroll translations of davening are fantastic for a beginner of davening, so that you should know what the words mean. But you shouldn't daven with the it's a shad. It's a chaval for a person to daven with the sefer, an art scroll linear sefer, his entire life. Because you're not supposed, it's not like reading a book every single time. If you know what the translation means, then it's painful to read the translation every single day. And you probably won't do it anymore once you know. And you need to know that the art scroll sitter is not the siddur you lose your entire life. You're supposed to graduate at some point and start to use other sidurim. It's when you understand even more and more the omic of davening. It's so painful to use it every single day. It's very good till you know the translation. Once you know the translation, you don't need it anymore. Meaning that the translation of the perish of pshat and the word, they become ruggle to you. That you say it and you know what it means. Just like when you translate English, the davening should be so fluent to you that when you say the words in Hebrew, that you know exactly what they mean. And then you need to move on to deeper understandings of davening, so that you're not thinking just about that. That's going to be automatic already. Of course, there's going to be times where you're mashkir yourself, you're going to pause when you say, "Hu yiftach lebina b'sarasa," you're going to want to hold on to those words and be medabik yourself to those words very much. A lot of the dvekas and davening has to do with attaching yourself to these words, we'll see later, which means that you have a dvekas in those words, you don't want to let go of those words, and you attach yourself, but not just your understanding that's the perish of milos. Perish of milos has to be something that when you know a little bit, it's 1, 2, 3. You just fly through it. You should be able to go to perish of milos. That's the first thing a person needs to do to get into davening. Then he has to recognize that he has to be a little bit of an adam gadol, and he has to have strivings and yearnings for understanding to davening, which you see here. There's a whole world here. Who would have thought that davening could be like this, if not for the fact that tzaddikim are telling us this? How it comes from pnimius of Torah, such revelations of davening. We'll have to see a little bit more as we go along what that means. But see after the Shema tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Hello.